Alan says in my left ear. I look round and he grins tensely. The grin doesn't reach his eyes, which are the colour of liquid oxygen and just as warm. Tell me exactly what happened to you when you went outside. Tell it like your life depends on it. Okay. I shuffle away from the locked door and someone, Scary Spice, swings it shut again. I spill the beans, including the way Chitin jumped me. I figure they already know that something's taking over brains and bodies wherever possible. My eyes keep being drawn back to the floor. It's Donaldson, the guy who was speculating about meteorology earlier. He doesn't look real somehow, as if he ought to get up and walk away in a minute or two, peel off the rubber gore applied by the special effects people, and have a laugh with us over a pint. I figure the whole thing is a trap, I finish. We were lured here deliberately. Only one of the possessors came through to our world, and it could only control one body at a time. But there may be more here. They're working for, or are part of, something that's not human, but that's had years to study us, to study the survivors from the Ahnenerbe SS. It took over some useful idiots who tried to summon it from our side in order to use it for a terrorist incident. Then it stalked us, kidnapped Mo as bait. It did that because it wants us to provide a power source that'll allow it to expand the gate and push its main body through into our universe. It's a lot bigger than the possessors we've seen so far. It's like it's achieved a limited beachhead, but it needs to grab an entire harbor from the defenders, us, before it can land the main body of its forces.
Right. Alan looks pensive. And how do you think it's going to do this?
The demolition gadget. What yield have you set it to? I ask. Howe raises an eyebrow.
Tell him, says Alan.
It's a selective yield gadget, says Howe. We can set it to anything from 15 kilotons to a quarter of a megaton. It's a mechanical process. Screw jacks adjust the gap between the fusion spark plug and the initiator charge so that we get more or less fusion output. Right now it's at the upper end of the yield curve, dialed all the way up to city buster size. What's this got to do with anything?
Well, I lick my lips. It's really cold in here now and my breath is steaming. To open a gate big enough to bring through a large creature like whatever ate this universe takes a whole lot of entropy. The Ahnenerbe did it in this universe by ritually murdering roughly 10 million people. Information destruction increases entropy. But you can do it in other ways. An H-bomb is a really great entropy and energy generator. It minimizes the information content of lots of stuff. They look blank. I glare at them.
Look, it's the intersection between thermodynamics and information theory, right?
Information content is inversely proportional to entropy. Entropy is a measure of how well randomized a system is. That's one of the core assumptions of magic, right? That you can transfer energy between universes via the Platonic realm of ordered information, mathematics. I think what this monster has been doing all along was raising enough hell via its minor agents to provoke a response, one in which we'd lash out, giving it all the juice it needs to expand the gate. As it is, the minor gate it yanked Mo through is shrinking. I figure that was all it could manage. It's drained so much energy from this universe already that it had to wait for precisely the right moment before it dared open that one. This place is falling apart, and there may not be enough power for the monster to open even one more minor gate. Have you noticed how the stars are going out and we're getting radio interference? I think what we're seeing is fossil starlight. What's left of this universe may only be a bit larger than the solar system, and it's shrinking at close to light speed. Give it another few hours and it'll collapse like a soap bubble, taking the ice giant with it. Unless we feed it, or them, or whatever the hell it is, enough energy to shore open the gate to our own world and expand it until they can squeeze through.
Ah.
Alan looks as if he's just swallowed something unpleasant.
So, it's your considered opinion that our best course of action would be to disable the bomb and retire, hmm?
That's about the size of it, I agree. Where did you plant the gadget anyway?
Downstairs, but that's a bit of a sore point, Alan comments airily. The bomb's armed and we've switched over from manual detonation control via the dead man's handle to the internal timer. But there's a catch. You see, Her Majesty's government doesn't really like the idea of leaving armed hydrogen bombs lying around the place without proper supervision. PAL control is fine, and so is her detonation wire and dead man's handle. But these things are designed in case they might get overrun, and we wouldn't want to hand an H-bomb on a plate to some random troublemaker, what?
Alan begins to pace. Alan pacing, that's a bad sign.
Once we've inserted the initiator, dialed a yield, armed the detonators, punched in the permissive action codes, set the timer, then removed the control wires, nothing's going to stop it. Can't even open it up. Someone messes with a tamper piece, it calls tilt, and the game's over. You see, we might be a Soviet Guard's motor rifle formation that's just captured the bridge it's strapped to, or a bunch of uglies from the backwoods behind the Khyber Pass. So, as you can understand, even conceding that letting it blow here and now might be a very bad idea, it's going to go. Unless you fancy trying your hand at dissecting a booby-trapped ticking H-bomb, and I don't recall seeing UXB training on your resume.
He glances at his watch.
Only another 57 minutes to go, lad. We can probably make it to the gate if we leave in less than half an hour, as long as there aren't too many of the blighters left outside. So I'd hurry up if I was you.
Could we take it with us? I ask. He barks a short laugh.
What, you think they'd thank us for dragging a live quarter megaton bomb back into one of the most densely populated cities in Europe?
They can't stop it then?
Take an act of God to stop it now,
Howe says with gloomy satisfaction.
Take an act of God to get us all out of here alive too. Bet you're wishing you hadn't come back.
I lick my lips, but my tongue seems to have turned to dry leather. Leathery like one of Brains's weirdly scrambled in its own shell eggs. Which reminds me, suddenly what I have to do comes crystal clear. I think I know how to get your people out, regardless of whether there are any revenants outside, I say. Same way I got in here without anyone spotting me. As for the bomb, what if just a bit of the implosion charge goes off prematurely, say at one end of it?
Alan looks at me oddly.
How are you going to do that?
Never mind. What happens if? If. Way I remember it, all nuclear weapons these days use a core of plutonium and a set of shaped charges that interlock around it. When they go off, they have